Uncovering a new military and strategic surprise. Hezbollah Secretary General Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah has claimed that Hezbollah's resistance movement was behind a drone infiltration of Israel.
The resistance in Lebanon sent an advanced drone aircraft through the Lebanese territories towards the sea, and it flew hundreds of kilometers over the sea before infiltrating the enemy's airspace, where it flew over important installations and bases for tens of kilometers above southern Israel before being intercepted and downed by the enemy over Dimona.
Sayyid Nasrallah seemed to foreshadow that the issue of unmanned planes will be used again in the future.
We have the right to operate reconnaissance drones whenever we want, and this flight will not be the only flight.
The unmanned drone flew for some 30 minutes over Israel, coming in from the Mediterranean before it was downed by Israeli warplanes. Israeli strategy analysts had accused Hezbollah and had considered the event an embarrassment to Israel's capabilities. Lebanese strategy experts believe that this declaration shows Hezbollah's growing military potential and Israel's weakness in discovering the aircraft.
The Israelis had always claimed that they had the upper hand in military technology. Now, this incident, which was openly confirmed by Hezbollah, is a clear message to Israel that it does not have the upper hand and it can be infiltrated. This put Israel in a constant state of caution because it is under civilians and shows that no Iron Dome can protect in a future war.
Sayyid Nasrallah stressed that this operation was a milestone in the history of the resistance and confirmed that the drone was manufactured by Iran and has been assembled by Hezbollah, which is something very significant in light of the ongoing talk of a possible Israeli strike against Iran. Analysts had believed that the plane was on a mission to gather intelligence since it was so close to the Dimona nuclear site. But Sayyid Nasrallah's declaration puts any future war open to all possibilities, including the use of such drones by Hezbollah to carry out attacks inside Israel. Hezbollah Secretary General Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah has relieved the Israelis of more analysis on who sent the unmanned aircraft over Israel by confirming that Hezbollah has maintained a weapon which could be a significant element in any future confrontation. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.